Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Wednesday, September 18th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. And today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 55 in We Agnostics, the second paragraph. Actually, we were fooling ourselves, and we'll be reading that one paragraph only. And today's readers are the 12 Steps, Anne K., the 12 Traditions, Lorraine N., and the readers of the text are Leslie M., Penny L. C., and Robin D. Z. The share ID for Tuesday, September 17th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 13,408. That's 13408. And for Wednesday, September 18th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, that was this morning's meeting, is 13,411. That's 13411. And our newcomer greeter is Nan Kay, so stay on at 10 till the hour. She'll be greeting newcomers. And our announcements coordinator is Leslie W. Our OA preamble, Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who through shared experience, strength, and hope are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Ann K. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Ann.
Thank you. Good morning. Ann K. from North Carolina. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to alcohol, to overeaters, and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Ann K., and I will now ask Lorraine N. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Lorraine N., Redmond, Oregon. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop compulsively eating. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Mm-hmm.
How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinent requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone, and that's not the mute button on your phone, but the star 1. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 55, the second paragraph. And it begins with, actually, we were fooling ourselves, and we're reading that one paragraph only. And I'm going to now ask Leslie M. to get us started. Good morning, Leslie.
Thank you, Mo, for your service this morning. My name is Leslie M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. Actually, we were fooling ourselves, for deep down in every man, woman, and child is the fundamental idea of God. It may be obscured by calamity, by pomp, by worship of other things, but in some form or another, it is there. For faith in a power greater than ourselves and miraculous demonstrations of that power in human lives are facts as old as man himself. And I just have to say that this is my absolute favorite paragraph in the Big Book. And that is because when I, as I went through, I had had a relapse, and I went back through the pages. And when I finally read this paragraph that last time through, I actually was able to have broken down some of my old ideas. I was finally able to say, you know, I had read this paragraph many times and had always thought, no, that's not true for me. I skipped over it. I agreed with whoever I was reading. Oh, yeah, I believe in that. I never believed it. But as I read it this last time, the last time that I was going through it before I became recovered, I realized that my old fixed old idea was that I wasn't worthy of something like this. I wasn't worthy of having the idea of God within me. And so that was a question that posed itself to me after I read this chapter. I remember specifically that day. It was a Tuesday, and I had a face-to-face meeting to go to later. And I did. I asked that question of the group, you know, am I worthy? Am I deserving of this abstinence, this honesty, these gifts that my higher power has given me? But what I finally realized, what it says here, it may be obscured by calamity, by pomp, by worship, other things, but some form or other it is there. And I realized that that was what I had always been afraid to look at in my life. I've been afraid to look at that, really, that goodness in me. You know, I had to cover that up. And for me, that's what the food was about. I needed to cover up those things that I was afraid of. And I was afraid that, you know, I wasn't worthy of having these good things in my life. I wasn't used to it, but I was also, you know, I was, you know, thinking that I was undeserving. So when I look at it now, you know, so this paragraph for me was really it's my favorite because it was really the turnaround for me be able to look at those fixed ideas and see that I no longer needed to hold on to them, that I could believe everything that was written in this book and just take it from there, that it could be fine for myself, but I needed to have one. And I was very grateful for this. And for the ability that I received from my higher power to see this in a different way, instead of just being a people pleaser and saying, yeah, oh yeah, I agree with you, because I had never believed in this before, but I know it's totally true today. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for getting us started, Leslie M. And I will now open the lines up for those who'd like to share on this paragraph.
Christina
Jackie H.
Hi, this is Charles E.
Wait.
Penny L. C.
Penny L. C.
Jackie H.
Jackie H.
Charles
E. Leslie W.
Charles H.
Roz
Leslie
G.
W.
Roz D.
Robin.
Robin P.
Christina J.
Leslie.
Who was that, J? Oh, Christina, I got you. Okay, we'll stop there. Christina J., Robin P. Okay, here's who I have. Penny L. C., Jackie H., Charles H., I think it is, Roz G., Robin P., and Christina J. All right, Penny L. C., followed by Jackie H. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning, Mo, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L. C., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. And I know I'm on this fact-finding mission, and this particular section of this wonderful book of instructions tells me it's the beginning of how, where, and when I will find God. It doesn't get any more outlined than that. I mean, if I was wondering, I've got my answers right here. So this current paragraph tells me where will I find my God? Within myself. Oh my gosh. I always thought that God was distant, that God was so remote that, you know, I was just one of so many people that how in the world could this God be personal to me? But now this paragraph tells me God is within. And that helps me to understand that I have a God personal to me, a God within me. And I was created by this power. And I have this power within me if I choose to tap into it. There's the key. But to be able to do all of this, I need to have a faith. I can believe in this God. I can believe that this spirit is within me, and I can choose to have faith that this spirit will be there to guide me and direct me. All I have to do is continue to trust and rely on that reality, that fact for me. That fact is old as man himself. And I am so grateful. And what this does is it's able to conquer that self-pride and that ego that are all within me, all that self-centeredness, self-seeking, self-pitying, all of that selfishness. The spirit within me can overcome that so long as I am willing. And I'm willing to communicate with this spirit within me and be in touch with that part of me. So grateful to know where God can be found today, and looking forward to learning how and where and when I will find that God. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Penny L.C. Jackie H., followed by Charles H.
Thank you, Mo, for your service. This is Jackie H., recovered in Colorado. This is a most beautiful paragraph, and I'm filled with so much joy and gratitude today. The first part of this has been so already so beautifully, I resonated so much with the reader's share on this, and I don't think I could add anything to that. So grateful that people in this program speak the words that sometimes I don't have the ability to speak, and oh yes, yes, I believe that too. It's the same way how everything just resonates. But, you know, the bottom line is I forgot who I was. I love this fundamental that every man, woman, and child has a fundamental idea of God. I forgot that. I forgot that probably the moment I was birthed on this earth. And so I thought I had this hole in me that really wasn't there, but I thought it was there. And so I did. I covered it up with all kinds of things, with food, with alcohol, with people, with shopping, with so many things to fill that hole that I thought was there. When really what I was doing is I was obscuring all that with calamity, and I was covering it up, and it couldn't shine through. And because of this program and the steps, I'm getting to unload all of these character defects, all of these things that are covering up my pure essence. But what I want to speak about and speak to is this, that for faith in a higher power greater than ourselves and miraculous demonstrations of what of that power in human lives are facts as old as man himself. And there are miraculous demonstrations happening in my life today. God is doing for me what I could not do for myself. And I have a relationship with my granddaughter that has been probably most of her 30 years of life really broken in some way. The dance we did wasn't very pretty, and then she's into drugs and alcohol. And I don't need to go into all that, but I have an opportunity to reconnect with this woman and to reconnect with her in a different place. And I'm starting to see even more and more how much I protect myself. I have protected myself from her. Even when she was little, there were things about her. And thank you, God, because of this program, God is revealing to me things that, and I'm getting to see things different. I'm getting to see things different. And I am open and willing and ready to take off my armor so that God can really, really work and restore this relationship. And it still may be many years before it's restored, but I'm willing today. And I see the hand of God in this. And I never thought this relationship would be restored. But it is. And so, again, God is doing for me what I cannot do for myself. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie H. Charles H., followed by Roz G. Good morning, Charles.
Thank you, Mo, for your service. Man, it's lit on the 7 a.m. West Side. I love it. I love it. It's lit. It should be. It's a lituation. And, you know, God is not religion. God is a relationship. And where is this God? Deep down inside of every man, woman, and child. That's what the text says. You know, and this text reminds me of a scripture. Greater is he that's in me. But where in me? Deep down under, you know, we're not even talking about the food or the liquor at this point. Because the reader is assuming, right? And it says on 51, leaving aside the drink problem, or 52.1 in the pages, leaving aside the drink problem, we find out why life is. You know what the great reality is for me? Is my emotions, my fears, my resentments, my dishonesty, right? And it's within me every single day. And you know, God wants that. God wants my great reality, right? And at 12:01, I turned into a pumpkin, and we got to do this dance again. And I'm grateful if that God wakes me up, right? That gift of desperation wakes me up, right, to begin to seek, because You know, what I've noticed is whether I admit it or not, and most times, 9 times out of 10, I don't admit that I'm selfish, dishonest, resentful, and afraid. I don't admit it. I'm getting better at that, right? But once I admit it, you know, it becomes my great reality, and then God surfaces from deep down inside of me, because it's blocked by calamity, blocked by worship, blocked by, you know, my script. My script is too big. I need to get my script out the way and allow my reality to surface, and then it will become a great reality, and then I can shine and illuminate God, not me, and with my past. Thank you.
Thank you, Charles H. Roz G., followed by Robin P. Roz, good morning.
Hi, Mo. This
Hi.
Is Roz G. I'm a recovered compulsive eater. And I'm sorry I yelled, but I wanted to get my share in today. Oh, my gosh. I want to tell you guys that this thing has happened for me. I've been in Overeaters Anonymous since 2002. I've had some recovery. I've had some amazing experiences, but I believe that I have finally got in touch with a power greater than myself, because I've had too many relapses to count on that power. It didn't work. I got a new guide in July. I have a new abstinence date of July the 10th, 2019. And she and I have been looking at things deeply, not just let's do the next step, not, you know. And so she got real serious with me about attributes that my power within needs to have. And I've heard like millions of times over these years, I served a punishing God. I didn't think I served a punishing God, but guess what? I did too. And she said, put down the whip. And I have attributes that I have had to meditate on and come to believe in, that my higher power has feminine qualities, compassion, kindness. I'm not saying guys don't, but for me, I need that now. Compassion, kindness, like the actress in the movie, The Shack. Like, you know, just kindness and loving and sweet, and actually is curious about me and remembers my name and remembers my phone number, because my father, my earthly father, who I love dearly, hardly remembers my email. What's your phone number again? You know, my higher power remembers my name, my phone number, knows how many hairs are on my head. And I'll just close by giving myself an example of how my higher power worked yesterday. I have I'm a recovering compulsive bulimic exerciser. And yesterday, after, you know, like two, almost 3 months of not over-exercising, I went to the gym and I did 30 minutes on an elliptical thing. And it was as if higher power said to me, you're pumping your blood, you're getting your exercise, and that's all you need. Be kind to yourself. You don't need to have a bikini body. You just need to be able to function so that you can be of service to other people. How kind and compassionate is that? So I've got to go to work now. Thank you, and I pass. Have a great day.
Thank you, Roz G. Robin P., followed by Christina J. Good morning, Robin.
Hi, this is Robin P. I'm a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Vero Beach, Florida. And thank you so much for the meeting. Well, thank you, everyone who shared. It's just, wow, such a blessed meeting. You know, I came in the room as a devout atheist, and my father is a proud devout atheist, and that's the way, you know, I was raised by him. And when I saw God on the walls, I just thought, oh no, you people have substituted one, you know, addiction for another and one crutch for another. And I was just so desperate for help and so brutally disappointed. And someone just said, just believe in a power greater than your addiction. And just, it can be anything. Just hold on to something. And it worked. And, you know, since then I've had some profound experiences. I've actually, you know, Jewish by blood, and I had a very profound experience in 1984 that led me to God. As I understand God, I'm a Christian, and it doesn't matter. This is a faith that works of all faiths. It's a spiritual faith, and I thought that I was a human being having spiritual experiences, and I'm a spiritual being having a human experience here. And that God hole that I tried to fill with everything, nothing on the outside will ever fill it up. If it could have, it would have. So I know in my spirit that the only thing that fills me up is being of service to God and my fellows, and to having a relationship with God. And the way that I have a relationship with God is spending time with God, just like I would with anybody else that I love. And I just remember that I have 2 ears and one mouth for a reason. So God bless everybody in your recoveries. I hope you have a blessed, abstinent day today. And thanks so much. I pass.
Thank you, Robin P. And before I take Christina J., let me remind everybody where we are reading today. We are on page 55 in We Agnostics, the second paragraph. Actually, we were fooling ourselves, and the comments will be on that one paragraph only. And I'll take names after Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Morning, Mo. I'm so grateful to be on this line. I realize some mornings I have a little time at work. I can get on and be of service by sharing and get out of myself, because the last few days I've been deeply in myself. I lost my sponsee and in between starting my new one and made some calls, but it's just not the same as working with someone and giving service every day. Actually, we were fooling ourselves, for deep down in every man and woman is a fundamental idea of God. I feel, I always felt special as a child to God. He was my savior, my refuge, my safety net, because calamity was the thing I was born into. Calamity in my life, calamity with my parents, calamity with every darn thing that happened from the time I came out of the womb till I can't tell you when. So I got busy trying to control everything. And one thing that kept sneaking up on me was this eating. It became my best friend in times of these calamities. I felt very close to God. I felt spiritual. I felt my heart open like a flower so many times. But I just couldn't get the fact that I needed to surrender the control to God, because no one taught me that I needed to rely on this greater power for all my decisions. I was taught to forge ahead, to take care of things. And so every thought that came into my head, I thought it was my higher power. I had faith, and I had demonstrations like crazy, left, right, upside down, inside out. But I just couldn't get this thing when I came into the rooms where people said, I've got a life beyond my wildest dreams. And I was like, what does that look like? What is that? I thought it was always, if I could just get it right, that these things would start happening. If I just get the thin body, if I just get the career right, if I could just all this happening, the dreams would happen. Life would happen. My heart would bloom. I would be happy at a great, everything we dream of in life that makes us happy. But it wasn't until I put the food down for good after many relapses in April of this year, after being in vision for a few years and just struggling with life and still controlling everything, put it down and began to walk the path of these steps every day, that the miracle began to happen. I can't say that every day is a life beyond my wildest dreams, but I'll tell you something. The beautiful relationship, the nectar of this relationship with this spirit within me is growing every day, and it's sweet and it's beautiful, and I can sit and be with it anytime I want, anytime I want. And when I'm struggling with it, I can reach out to my fellows for support. So get on here, get going on the steps, get a sponsor. And don't worry about the end result. Just start with the first step. Concentrate on that. Get that, and then move forward. And it all will begin to happen. But we have to be willing to go to any length. And that was always, like, confusing to me, too. But as I've gone through program, I've realized what those are. Thank you, Mo. There's a pack of donuts in my office today. And I'm not interested in that God anymore. I have one that's much sweeter. So God bless everyone. And have a great day. I pass.
Thank you, Christina. I will now open the lines up for those who'd like to share a second go-around.
Beatrice O.
Lisa J.R.
Beatrice.
Abby.
Lisa J.R. Who is
Carrie
that?
Carrie K.B.
Abby.
Abby. Okay, what's your first initial, Abby?
Abby
M.
Abby
M.
Kiana Cunningham.
Carrie K.B. All right.
Kathleen O.
Kathleen O.
Leslie W.
Leslie W. That's enough. Kathleen O. Okay, I have Beatrice O. I think it is. I forgot. Leslie J. Lisa J. R. Abby M. Sherry K. B. Kathleen O. And Leslie.
No one in the job. There's no mail.
And just Beatrice O. You're on. I'm not hearing you, Beatrice.
Thank you. This is Beatrice from Northern California. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can now. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So I really like this paragraph. And, you know, I guess the bottom line is that God is in me. And the thing that came up for me is I believe that, there is a God in every one of us. And when I read that paragraph, I believed that there was a God and he was in me, but I didn't have any self-love. So I didn't have the self-love I needed to self-internalize this higher power for myself. And I remember when I started looking in the mirror and I had to tell myself, I love you, Beatrice. I had to get to a point where I could internalize self-love so that I was able to love God more deeply. I had to have like a clear definition of my identity and who I am in my higher power. Because the world has a tendency to say a lot of things and make me question who I am, especially when I was a child. I was raised with a narcissist or someone, even little kids on the playground can say really negative things. And so, I came in this program and I had a damaged soul. And it's easy to relapse by people's words. Or my misconstrued behavior, their behavior, I misconstrue it. And I create negative stories about them and myself. So I am pretty solid today in who I am. That I'm a, child of God. I have a solid, authentic definition of who I am. And I accept myself, and I can look in the mirror, and I can even stand in the mirror and look at myself nude and tell myself I am enough, I have enough, I love myself. And I can define who I am. And so now what I do, I have to validate all that external data.
Time.
And I don't accept everything that everyone says. I have to evaluate it. And I guess the last thing that I want to say is when on this journey of self-love is when I really found my higher power. Because I think a lot of the negative things are with that come into my life are communicated through words. And a lot of times I just have to cast them away because that is not who I am and I don't accept just anything into my spirit.
Okay, thank
so
you.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Lisa J.R., followed by Abby M. Lisa?
Hey, thanks a lot, Mo, for your wonderful service, and thank you, everybody, my brother and sisters that have had such profound experience, strength, and hope on this. I'm Lisa J.R., gratefully recovered from Baltimore. You know, fooling myself, we could break this little paragraph down in a sentence by sentence and spend days on it, but fooling myself, well, you know, I spent a long time in just stubborn refusal. Denial, it was beyond denial, it was stubborn refusal to come in here and do what this said. I tried to identify out my cynical mind, my picking apart of things, just had me identifying out for this, for that. Recently, I've revamped my food program because I see that I have to go deeper still. You know, so just being in this program for these years that I've been here have been just chipped away and really helped me see clearly. You know, every time I go to the eye doctor, she just takes me through the lenses to see which one will help me see clearly. And you guys have been that for me. So when I came in here, I was crippled in a way by my strong faith. I don't, you know if anyone can relate to that. But since I was a child, I had a very strong faith. And when I picked the big book up, I was string halted by my own pomp. I was string halted or crippled, I should say, by the idea that I had this. I've got this. I've got 1, 2, and 3 in the bag. What do I need to do in We Agnostics? I'm a believer. I don't need this. And now it's one of the most precious chapters in the book for me after I've, you know, allowed myself to surrender to the process. I couldn't see the beauty of the forest because I fixated on all the decay. I came in here very sick, emotionally, just very broken. And I fixated on everything that was negative, everything I just could. Everybody plucked my nerves for one reason or another. And now I'm able to love myself warts and all, and the people around me warts and all. And you guys have done that for me and this book. And it's part of, you know, the 12 steps have been part of my sanctification. And I'm just going to keep trudging the road. And thank you so much for your service, Mo. Pat.
Well, thank you, Lisa J.R. Abby M., followed by Sherry K.B.
All right. Thank you very much. It's Abby B. in Maryland. Also, that's good. Thank you. And ditto to so much of what people have said. I've had both. I had 2 hours already of messages. I think what I have to offer, and especially to the newcomer and to people who are coming back, is that step one precedes step two. And I think that, I mean, also the looking inside is part of that too, but it's like seeing honestly the suffering that we've brought upon her, or that the disease brings to us, you know, by, you know, if I could, when I continue to go to Popeyes, you know, over the years, or when I continue to do things that harm myself, it brings me to this, and it doesn't, we have to work it, but it's like, so, okay, here I am, and I want to bring this to people who have recently been in the disease. I really feel like it's been years that I've been straddling step two and step one and two, on and off in relapse. But lately now, I feel like things, the pain, I'm just not willing to be in that pain. And I think that that's what has brought me to step two. And I love this deep inside statement. And I think what speaks to me in that is there's goodness to me. And I'm an atheist, but I believe that inside me is that little taste of compassion and kindness and positivity and hope that comes from. And I do sometimes say God, but to some power outside, some energy that is unknown. And the unknowns I used to fear so much. And so today, in the present, I'm willing to open myself, feel that, crack open my heart to feel, sometimes, not all the time, to feel the goodness and the, I guess, the traits of the higher power inside. So So I say to newcomers and to people who've been struggling, maybe to stop struggling. We're, by being here, by being in the rooms of OA, we're reaching out for help. And it's very painful sometimes. And I don't think, you know, it's like all we can do is share our experience. The Big Book is giving that message that our experience shows that, I don't know, we're that bottom, and that it can lead us to the outside or deep inside that power that we've been struggling against all by myself, Abby. That's what I have to leave you with, all by myself, Abby. Opening up to something bigger. Talk to you soon. Bye. Hello, I'm off.
Hello, how are you?
Good,
thank
how are you?
Abby B, Sherry KB, followed by Kathleen O.
Oh, the books you have, do you still? I have a third one.
Excuse me?
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah,
well,
there we
this
go.
Is Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you so much for your service, Mo, and Team Tuesday, Wednesday, everybody on the line. Welcome, newcomers. I love this paragraph because, you know, for me, that idea of God, until I really started paying attention to what was in this book and really getting into the step work, and this is all about step two. This particular chapter is all about step two. And I know that for me, finding that deep down inside of me was through working the steps by opening up my mind and my heart to this idea that, you know, a higher power is deep down inside of me. And I love this book because it repeats itself a lot, because I am a true compulsive overeater and I need to hear things over and over and over again. And so it talks about it on page 12 in Bill's story about a higher power of my own conception. And then on page 567, you know, it in the spiritual experience, it talks about how that I have found that I tapped into an unsuspected inner resource, you know, identifying that with my own conception of a higher power. So I know that the word miraculous means, you know, it is a miracle, but it meant that I worked for it. Miraculous means to work towards something. And, you know, and I have found that by working this program, by working the steps, the things also that I see also and hear are people who are recovered miraculously through working these steps. And I hear it and I see it in front of me. And so, and I'm seeing demonstrations all the time. And a demonstration for me was yesterday. I had a really tough day yesterday. And in the moment, because of this program, I learned to ask for help in the moment with my higher power. And, you know, the day was hard, but it would have been a heck of a lot harder if I hadn't gone tapped inside that inner resource to help me, because there was a lot of calamity yesterday. And but because I was connected with my higher power, I felt my higher power working with me, and I was so grateful because I got through it all. I didn't pick up, never thought about picking up. I was just asking God for the next right thought, the next right action, and it was there. And so for me, the demonstration, when I see it in other people and I experience it in my own life, this is a miracle to me, because I never asked for help with my higher power. I always went to get food or something instead. And there's so much more, you know, to faith in my higher power is so much greater than a faith in the food that would comfort me, because I found ease and comfort, like it talks about in Roman numeral 28:29. I am restless, irritable, and discontent, and you know, ease and comfort is my thing, and God does that for me, and I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry KB. Kathleen O, followed by Leslie W. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service this morning. And, oh, just amazing shares on the line this morning. Thank you, everyone. And I, too, one of those, oh, this is my favorite paragraph. There's so many of them in this book. You know, this chapter, which we're actually winding up soon, well, you know, we're getting towards the end of it. You know, it's for people like me who had tried everything. And who, you know, I had a lot of logic and I had a lot of self-knowledge when it came to figuring this out, but my logic and self-knowledge didn't work in this case. And I didn't want to be doomed to an alcoholic death, or in my case, burying myself in food. So my choice was to take a look at living on a spiritual basis. And that's what this chapter is all about, because, you know, a lot of us, well, some of us, me, what happened with me was coming into the rooms and hearing the word God, and it's like, you know what? I don't want to do religion. You know, I tried that. I don't want to do religion. And the good news is there's a lot of religions, and everyone is welcome to have their own religion, but we don't have to have religion to do this program. You know, it was, you know, lack of power was my dilemma, and so I had to find a power greater than me. And so this paragraph was perfect, because I had to stop fooling myself that I could do this on my own, and to get a conception of God that, and not fool myself and think that this conception couldn't help me. It's like, well, why don't I try this and see if it works? So deep down in every man, woman, and child is the fundamental idea of God. And when I finally tapped into this power, miraculous things started to happen. You know, where the food, as far as the food goes, or really a lot of other things in life, you know, it was no longer about avoiding temptation, which is what I had done all my life on diets. It's no longer about being tempted when I do it this way. It's like, I'm just not tempted, you know, like some of the shares have been talking about. It's, things happen and we don't think about food. We go to our higher power. You know, Monday, I needed to be home at a certain time, and 4 a.m. in this 30-minute backup. And rather than get all crazy and nutty, I just said, you know what, I'm putting this in your hands, God. And when I can relax and do that, miraculous things happen. And it was like the sea parted and I was able to walk through. Someone moved and we were able to get off the freeway and get around this nasty traffic jam. And I made it home just in the nick of time. And miracles like that happen all the time, and they just always floor me. So, you know, if we honestly seek, we will find this fundamental idea of God. And it really, you will be amazed before you're halfway through. Thank you. I pass.
Oh, thank you, Kathleen. Leslie W., you'll be our last share for today. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service and for everybody on the line today. This is Leslie W. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Tennessee. And I wanted to share on this paragraph because I thought that I knew about God when I came into the rooms of Readers Anonymous. And, you know, I didn't realize that the God I was actually worshiping was me. You know, I didn't want to be uncomfortable. I didn't want to, I was scared of pain. I was scared of going through hard things. And so I picked up the food to ease my discomfort. And it worked for a while until it didn't. And, you know, this God of mine brought me into the rooms of Readers Anonymous and showed me his love and compassion through the faces that I saw in those rooms, through the voices that I hear on this line. You know, we are really, the people in these rooms for me have really demonstrated the love of God. And I've seen it time and time again in how we really show up for one another and really help each other. I wish that I could say that I found that kind of unconditional love in my church. I did not. I found it here. And so from here, I carry it out to everywhere that I go and everyone that I see. My prayer is that I carry the love of God through all of my day-to-day activities and shine his light into a dark world. I could not do that. I could not do any of that today if it weren't for the recovery that I have been able to find in these steps and in these through the people who have touched me so greatly in these rooms. And I'm just thankful that my life has purpose today and that I'm not laying on the couch with a box of Oreos anymore. And so with that, I pass. Thanks, Mo.
Well, thank you, Leslie W., and thanks to all those who shared this morning. Very powerful share, very good meeting, and all those who gave service. Ann K., Lorraine N., Leslie M., Penny LC, Robin DZ, our newcomer greeter will be Nan K., and Leslie W. will be our announcements coordinator. All right, and I will now ask, we will close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer, and will Penny LC please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Thank you, Mo. This is Penny LC, and this is the Big Book. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We will be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until